So, Manton, here's a little voicemail to sort of give you an idea of what my thinking is on how to bootstrap a common API for not just ActivityPub, but for all social media apps. So the first thing to notice is that the functionality is pretty standardized. I mean, you know, you've got messages, you've got subscription lists, you've got users, you've got replies, likes. I don't know. We could go through. We should make the list. It's a good idea to actually make the list of all the common features between all of them. And if they don't have APIs, well, okay, that doesn't, then they don't count. But, and so, okay, you create an API that, you know, takes an identifier of a message. They all have IDs, right? Different styles of them, but they all have them. And some text, and it replaces the existing text with the text that you supply, or something that creates a new message. And for those things, the prior art is there. I mean, you could actually use Meta Weblog. I don't see why not. I know people would say, well, of course you want to do it because you designed it, but that isn't the reason. I mean, it actually kind of designed itself. I was setting out to do an API that would cover our product and cover Blogger. And along the way, I noticed that, oh, wow, we're just sending RSS items over the wire. That's all, because it actually, RSS, I guess it's no accident that it covered all the features that, or most of the features that were in blogs at the time. And it turns out that a lot of the features in social media are actually features that are in blogs. Not surprising, right? Because blogs were the prior art for social media. But if one insists, let's create new names for things. I don't believe in that. It's in the rules for standards makers that one way is better than two ways, no matter how much better the second way is. And you always want to go for the worst name so that you can not have arguments about which is the better name, and understanding that people who don't speak English, the words don't mean anything anyway, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, so if somebody else had designed MetaWeblog, I would say, let's just use MetaWeblog because it's there and we don't have to argue about all the terminology that's in there. We'll just use it. I've put up a proposal for what I think a framework would be, and that was the text casting API. I'm using that. I have a product. I'm still trying to decide what the name of the product is. It's had a bunch of them. Its code name is Mark Twain, and it's a familiar product. It's very much like Radio 3, which is a product I had before, which I had to discontinue because it built on Twitter, and you know what happened with Twitter, right? And all the communication with the social media products for that product goes through a server called api.textcasting.org. The source code is already in a repository, MIT licensed on GitHub. My hope there is that this becomes a community project and that people add functionality to it to support other products, other social media apps. The ones that I support to start were the ones that I worked with, were Blue Sky, Mastodon, and WordPress. WordPress is amazing because WordPress still supports the MetaWeblog API. Maybe we should just add, I mean, I was going to ask you this question, is like if we were going to include Microblog in that setup, which API would you like us to use? You have so many of them. But we should pick one. We should put it in there. It should be one of the supported products because you do an unbelievable job. Excuse me. My nose is all stuffed. You do an unbelievable job of supporting APIs, Manton. It's a kind of a miracle how much you do there. And so why don't we work together on this? We don't need to get permission from any mail list. The W3C I used to be a member of the W3C because, well, I was working on soap. And the idea that soap was going to be the one true social, no, not social, one true inter-process communication protocol for the internet. And I think we can agree that that never happened. Because the W3 gets bogged down in corporate bullshit is what happens. It's owned, really owned by the major corporations that fund it. And, you know, my dues for Userland were very small because we were a small company. And they listened to us, but not very much. And I learned very soon that the best thing to do was just to kick back and let them do their thing, because they wouldn't just do what they wanted to do anyway. And XMLRPC was fine. It worked just fine. And we did a thing called the BDG, Busy Developer's Guide to SOAP, because they would just never finish SOAP. And so we wanted to just sort of get out of waiting mode for it. And so we did this BDG, which said, well, this is how Userland is going to use SOAP, and if you want to interop with us, then this is how you do it. And didn't really get a whole bunch there, but we sort of said, okay, well, we support SOAP, and this is what we mean when we say it. I think what happens with W3C is they end up, all the standards bodies, they drive their work right into nowhere. As far as I'm concerned, it's remarkable how long it takes. I mean, I think what they've done with JavaScript at ECMA is a tragedy. That JavaScript could have been factored and simplified. Instead, what they do is they make it sprawl. They give you 50 different ways of doing the same thing. And none of the new ones are better than the old ones. They're just, now you have to read all this new code. It's like, and I'm not going to support the new stuff in my, I'm not going to use the new stuff in my development work because that isn't what's interesting to me. When they introduce a feature to the language which makes my work more efficient, yeah, I'm definitely going to use it. Like, excuse me, my nose, this is disgusting, my nose is all stuffed. Like const, they added const, and I'm an old Pascal programmer, and of course I love const. It's very good. It tells anything that when you're writing code, it tells you something about what you're doing at no cost in terms of more complexity in the code. I'm generally going to adopt that. I have to make my code as readable as possible because I have so much of it, and I have to read it all eventually, right? Because there'll be bugs or whatever, I want to add features and stuff like that. But anyway, so why would this, now I called it a bootstrap at the beginning, why would text casting be a bootstrap? Because if enough developers used it, and by enough, I don't mean, it isn't that many really that need to be using it, that what happens is when somebody comes along with a new API for their social media app, then there'll be a significant amount of pressure for them to put the glue into the API that hooks up the text casting API to their product. And then if that becomes enough, then people will just skip the idea of even having a new API because they'll realize almost everybody's going to be accessing our API through this API, so why don't we just implement that API? It's a way for us to work together to solve this problem, which is, you know, if it isn't solved, then we're just simply not going to have a Fediverse. This is not going to federate. Because we will express compatibility in terms of products, not in terms of protocols. And, you know, you read this thing, like Evan posted this thing the other day saying, don't use Blue Sky because ActivityPub is the standard. And I don't like that. I like Blue Sky. I think Blue Sky has a better chance of being the standard, its API, than ActivityPub does. It's documented. the documentation is awful. I mean, it's the worst. But it is documented in a way that is, it's all in one place. And once we conquer those docs, I have a funny feeling that they're going to be complete and all in one place. Mastodon has good docs too, but nobody thinks that we should do Mastodon as we should use ActivityPub. Anyway, I'm being very long-winded here, but the point is that here is the opportunity. This is what we ought to all be contributing to. We should not all be blazing around trails here. This should not be a competitive advantage. The ability to interop should be, we should be striving to make that basically a free good to all developers, because that's the only way you get a platform to happen. I mean, for example, the IBM PC. I was an IBM PC developer shortly after the product came out, and it became, a juggernaut is an understatement. It instantly inhaled the whole market, basically. And because it had a simple API and developers endorsed it, and along came this book from a guy named Peter Norton, and Peter Norton showed you how to do it. So I was able to port my Apple II product to the IBM PC in like a week, which I surprised the hell out of me, because I had a great guide to it, and the API that they had in there was called the ROM BIOS. It wasn't the most necessarily the most elegant thing for sure, but it worked, and there was good docs for it, and that's all it took. And there wasn't, and actually, to be perfectly honest, there were alternatives. Computers from other manufacturers that started with MS-DOS, which was the foundation for the PC, and they did their own like little enhancements or whatever, and yeah, those were ignored. Nobody ever implemented anything to them, because the juggernaut was just so extreme that it just pulled everybody into it. That's how you get a really strong standard. Right now in social media, it's a complete fucking mess. It's ridiculously messy, and it's not going to work unless we do something to help it work. And this is, in my estimation, this is what's needed. So anyway, thanks for listening. Bye.